This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Well, here we are again. How are you? Oh, what a shame. Me? Not much. Keeping busy doing the work. Oh, here's something. The following podcast is not real.
Oh, and I don't want to delay the show, but I have a live show announcement and some fun merch news. I'll do that after the show, so it's kind of like a cliffhanger, you know? Makes you want to skip past the episode, right? No? All right, well, I'll see you later.
Oh dear, the most popular part of the show is over, leaving us no choice but to take another joyless conversational trudge through Foon. Enjoy-ish the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About 2.5 years ago, a little bit more, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's been taken over by the Dark Lord. I'm imprisoned in the prison town of Hogsface in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Sorry, I just ate something good.
Oh, okay. And I'm also joined by my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zunin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names of such great power and potent that if you were to speak them aloud, a giant wind would appear.
Did you just burp?
Yep.
So somebody said one of your secret names.
Was that, was that a giant wind?
Who in the bar just said one of Usidor's secret names?
Who said it? Who was it?
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't find it.
There's so many of them. Someone could have done it by accident.
Could be. How are you today, Arnold?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling all right.
Good.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Oh, thank you, bud.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like last week we all kind of like were struggling a little bit, but this week I'm just feeling better. I don't know if it's just that the weather changed or what. And I'm just excited. I've been wandering around the tavern trying to unlock its secrets.
Oh,
wait, why did you get so excited at first? Like, that first half of that sentence, your eyes lit up, and the second half, you're just like,
ugh. I thought it sounded like you were going to say you're excited, and I thought you were excited about the new salsa I made this week.
Yeah, you keep making salsa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this one has peaches in it.
Oh, not really my thing, sorry.
Peaches and mangoes.
Oh, man, that is good.
Yeah.
P.S., has anybody seen my farting peach?
No, not in, like, a year, I feel
been a long
like.
Time.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, no.
What?
Is it possible you're eating your farting peach?
Anything's possible. Mmm, that was good.
How does the salsa taste like farts?
I mean, there's cilantro in it. You were talking about looking for weapons or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry to interrupt this fascinating salsa conversation to talk about how I have been wandering around this tavern looking for magical weapons.
I accept your apology.
Do you find any? Because Usador made salsa, so...
Well,
1-0.
No, I didn't find any.
15 love.
Okay, but I'm going to unlock the secrets of the tavern. Usador, do you remember what the riddle is we're trying to...
Yes, of course I remember, because I ate it, and I remember everything I eat. A cave beneath the orange beast, one door west and three doors east, down and down and down you go, until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee, shall see the breaking of the three. Below the water man must grope, until he finds sweet Penelope.
Wait, what is the doors part again?
One door west and three doors east?
One door west... Three doors east. Okay. All right. I think I have an idea about...
Oh, this time that hit you in the sweet spot? That was like the 20th time we've read that, and now you have an idea?
Yeah, maybe.
What is it?
20th time we've said that. Not read.
Oh, said. Okay.
Because I remember it perfectly.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah, you absolutely remember it. I love how your recall is so clear that you're like, yes, I remember it.
Yes.
And then it's about 20 seconds later.
Well, I remember everything I eat.
Oh, sure.
But it takes a while to recall it.
I just feel like, you know, Arnie, I think when you were like, I'm going to recall what, you know, that what I ate... I feel like he puts his hands up to his eyes, and I can see that there's writing on his hands.
Yeah,
I feel like he's
sure. Yeah.
I feel like he just wrote it on his hands, and he's reading.
It's like he's written everything down on his hands. It's just—it's so small, and he's trying to find it.
Hey, he's proud. He's proud. So let's just let him have it.
Well, guys, anyway, we can figure all of this out. I think I figured out part of the riddle, but let's pace it out over the next several weeks.
No, tell us.
Just tell us,
guys. I'm much more excited that we've got a guest, a returning guest. Remember the magical Forever Girl Eternia?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
What you said is one of the most powerful things on Foon.
Yes, very.
Whoa!
Eternia. Did you, was that you? No.
No, it wasn't me. Did someone speak my secret name?
No, it's the magical girl who is young forever. Eternia is back on the podcast. Hello, Eternia.
Hello, good to see you.
Oh, this thing's magical and young forever?
Eternia? Excuse
Eternia?
Me?
Is this woman
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I must have made a mistake, I thought.
Excuse me.
We're looking for Eternia.
I am Eternia.
It looks like you have a hernia. That's how old you are.
Really? Up prove up. It. What about me looks like I have a hernia?
The way you're doubled over in pain?
Your face?
Fair. You don't call for months and then I come back here and you treat me like this so horribly?
Eternia.
You were calling Eternia?
I mean, I didn't know I was supposed to open the back door and call her name.
I was assuming that you would just... You would be yelling for me, and I'd come right by, but no one's even said my name at all. I was listening for it.
But, Eternia, what has happened to you? You were such a sweet, beautiful little girl, and now you're this withered old crone. Just decrepit,
okay,
disgusting,
it without the
wrinkled,
judgment.
Filthy, putrid, vile, despicable.
Yeah. What
well, when
he
the
said.
Dark Lord took over, things changed for me. I was a girl so pure of heart that I could never age. And as soon as the Dark Lord took over, things started changing for me very drastically.
Yeah, obviously. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was thought I would come here and be treated respectfully, but you treated me awfully.
I say this with a lot of respect. You look real bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and listen, I think older women are beautiful. I mean, do you know the woman who sits on the mirror, Helen?
Oh, no.
She always sits on a mirror.
Helen Mirror?
Helen Mirror on, we call her sometimes. Yeah. She is like 80 and she is stunning.
Sure.
You look like you're 650.
Well, they say that men age like fine wine and women age like a leather purse.
Oh.
And that's what happened to me.
Eternia, please forgive me. You are still a wonderful magical creature and I spoke so awfully about you and I owe you the... A debt of gratitude and thanks for you are a wonderful being in this world, and you do not deserve my harsh words, for I too have felt the pain of the Dark Lord's time in power, and I was forced for a long time to drink a magical potion that made me lose all of my powers.
Have you ever gotten your period for the first time and had hot flashes in the same week?
Have you ever
lost your baby teeth and then grown adult teeth and then lost your adult teeth and had to get a bridge in the same week?
I did that, but that was a thing I was just trying out for fun.
I'm just saying, I think it sounds like you've been through some rough stuff, but I don't know if it compares to what I've been through.
I would agree.
That's right, Eternia, you were eternally young.
Yes.
For so long. And
yes.
How quickly did this process happen of you becoming... going from a little girl to an old crone so old that I couldn't even measure how old you are.
It comes in waves. You know, sometimes I'll have a nice moment and I'll go back. But did you ever see that play, Jack, about that rabbit that gets old really quickly?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Oh.
It's been really
rabbit?
Awful.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad story.
Pretty awful, yeah. So it's just been a rough... You remember, and I was from a family of Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
that's
nicest
right.
people you'll
I
ever meet.
I forgot about so that nice. Part.
Well, there's one good thing that's happened. My mother can see again.
Oh, so she's not a Nazi
no,
anymore.
No, she's not a Nazi. Someone
that's
came to her
good.
And they said, do you want to see someone whose eyes isn't? Be someone whose eyes isn't or someone whose eyes is? And she says, I'd rather be someone whose eyes is. They said, great. So she joined ISIS.
Oh, that's
no.
great. Yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah, huh. It's been good. It's been rough. It's been rough on our family for a very long time.
It is, yeah. Once a Nazi, now an ISIS.
Yeah, and even before that, we used to keep track of all the people in town, take census, and then they had a Taliban.
Oh.
And they wouldn't let us do that either. So really, we've been through the ringer here.
So you really have.
Yeah.
Really a hard time.
It's been awful. But luckily, you know, I keep busy and... just been trying to enjoy what I have right now.
Yeah.
What do you count amongst your... You said you are trying to enjoy what you have. What do you do from day to day now that you have gone through this change?
I celebrate the Jewish holidays. We just celebrated
wonderful.
Rosh Hashanah.
Wonderful.
In Hebrew, that means head of the year. So 10 Jews get together and talk about the best blowjob they've gotten in the last year.
Oh.
And that's a very nice spiritual thing for us to all go through.
It brings everyone together.
It does. Because sometimes, you know, some of the stories are similar and some of the stories are very different. And
what's the most different one?
The most different, a blowjob?
Yeah, but also no names that you've heard.
Well, how about you guys go first? You're asking me all the questions. You tell me about the best blowjob you've experienced in the last year. I have a horror story, actually. I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you, actually, Chunt, because this happened to my friend. She is... a shapeshifter, but didn't know she was a shapeshifter, I guess.
Details.
She gave a blowjob to a horse. Her mouth turned into a horse mouth. So then no one wanted to talk to her.
I wouldn't even look in her mouth.
Anyway, I don't even know where she is, but she just decided, I'm going to go have sex with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Brought a dildo into a cave. I'm assuming she turned into a dildo, but I don't know what cave she went into.
Oh, jeez.
Has anyone seen
so you'd have to go find her.
I'm looking for... If anyone hears of a dildo in a cave...
Yeah. I mean, there's a cave maybe 4 miles north that has a purple vibrating stalactite.
Okay. I'll check
maybe
that out.
Maybe check that out.
The stalactite is a stalactite...
It's hanging tight. And a stalagmite might touch the ceiling.
Oh, so it's from the top.
I'm sorry? From the top? Okay, so a stalactite is hanging tight. A stalagmite might reach the ceiling.
Okay.
Once in the astral plane with my good lady love, Genlevia, we put our mouths around each other, and in our astral forms we're able to pleasure each other from head to toe with nothing but our mouths.
Wow.
It was the most incredible experience I have ever had.
Wow.
That was my story.
Yep. Next.
I've had quite a dry spell myself.
Sure.
I got some head from a walrus once.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it was all tusk.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah,
not good.
Afterwards, did you just say, I am a walrus? Because I assume you must have...
Yeah, I was like, whoa, go, go, Jew!
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What was special?
Yeah. Eternia, I guess I wanted to know more about what it's like to just age so rapidly.
Oh, It's the not knowing.
Yeah.
It's the not knowing what's next that's a really tough thing. And also to have people treat me so disrespectfully every time I walk in a room as if I didn't already
knee
myself in the titty as I walked in.
May I ask a potentially sensitive question?
Are you still going to live forever?
I don't know. My hope is that someone does something about the Dark Lord and maybe I can start going backwards, because I have glimpses of going backwards.
Yes.
And that's what my hope is. But as I get more and more bitter, I worry I may never go back.
Oh, now my resolve is strengthened once again. For I shall take up arms against this Dark Lord when I am freed of this prison, and I shall smite him down and return the Forever Girl to her former glory!
The last time I was here, you gave me a prism, a thing to hold, but I can't even figure out how to use it. Would it help me?
It might help keep you in this state and keep you from aging further and dying. It might be a salve in this difficult time.
So what do I do with it? I've just been holding it in my pocket.
There should have been a little pamphlet. There should have been some prism rules.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to break it. You don't want to have a prism break.
You didn't get the little pamphlet?
Seriously, you could have put the directions all over my body. I wouldn't have even known to look. Seriously.
There you go. I carry an extra one around. There you go.
Okay.
You can just read that at your leisure.
Oh, okay.
I can just recite it, too.
Sure.
It's Hold Rock, Wish.
Oh.
Two simple steps.
Is it powerful enough? Like, maybe it can't completely return her to being a forever girl, but it could at least reverse the process enough that she's no longer a forever girl, but not yet a forever woman?
Yeah, I mean, Usador said he would return you to your former glory, but there might be some leeway for, like, some newfound glory.
Yeah, that could be a good option.
Well, I suppose if you want to be a forever woman, that might be possible. It depends on what you desire.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about my friend Amy. I haven't seen her a long time. And someone said if you seek Amy, you should go and check to make sure that she's okay. I could look out for her a little bit.
Have you been chasing her?
I was chasing her for a little bit when I was kind of going through my Swamps McGee phase. You know, women can...
Wait. Hmm? Say that again.
I was chasing...
What phase?
Swamps McGee.
That's part of the riddle.
The big turtle guy.
The big turtle guy who has Pimbly Nimblebottom alive above his fireplace.
That's right. The riddle. What was that riddle again, Usador?
A cave beneath the orange beast, one door west and three doors east. Down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee shall see the breaking of the three.
Did you come face to face with Swamps McGee?
It's very rare I'm with someone face to face. I like to turn around and fantasize about being somebody else, but it's possible.
Wait, when you turn around, you fantasize about being someone else?
No, I fantasize about the other person.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
The good
but
news
you know
is
what?
About this
you
whole
could
ordeal,
do both.
I still can't get pregnant.
So that's a nice little thing.
Nice. I can still have my fun.
You skipped right over that part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Literally, there was a day where I was like, I'm ovulating. No, I'm not.
Yep.
Boop, boop, be doo. Bye bye.
Such a short window time for you.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back.
Do you want me to finish this riddle?
I will say, ovulate than never.
That's true.
What was the part about the doors?
One door west and three doors east. Down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee, shall see the breaking of the three. Below the water, man must grope until he finds sweet Penelope.
Let's go grope in some water.
I've got an idea, guys. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to that room in the tavern that everybody shits in.
Your room?
You should see what water does to my skin when I'm against a current. It's incredible.
Really?
It looks like my arms will look like sails of a boat.
Okay.
When the water hits it. It's incredible.
Can you maybe like hold up your arm and pull down some skin flaps?
Sure.
There's a lot of skin on your arm there.
Yes.
It's true.
Thank you. Finally a compliment.
You're welcome. I have lots of extra skin. Some of it is attached to my body. Some of it I keep back in my hovel. But I'm a fan. I collect it whenever
Everyone
I can.
Everyone is always born with different amounts of extra skin. I've met people with
two
skins.
Oh, lots of my extra skin is not mine.
Oh.
It's skin I found, collected, curated.
How many skins?
Let's see. Some are animal skins.
Okay, that's
some
one.
Some are... humanoid skins.
Okay, that's two skins.
Some are...
We gotta get you up to four.
I have a set of drums.
Three skins.
And of course...
Come on, give us foreskin.
Yes, there's a lot of foreskins.
Oh, great.
There we go. Okay.
Usador.
Yes?
What, do you have any names in the West?
Do I have any names in the West?
Yeah, are there, like, the western part of Foon? Do you have any, like, region-specific names in the West?
Yes, of course I do.
Like, what is one?
Salamander Pondu.
Salamander Pondu?
Salamander Pondu. That's what I'm known in the West. Yes, that's what the West. Okay. Why, that's one of them. Why?
And in the East, you're Glass
Anus.
Well,
in the Northeast, I'm known as Gasmoenius Mesa.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Have you ever been to the Southwest?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever met my friend, Groupsy Boarding?
Groupsy Boarding?
Yeah, Groupsy Boarding. She lives in the Southwest. She's incredible.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Always cranky, but I say it's your fault.
I mean, check in early if you don't want to be, you know, Groupsy Boarding.
Yeah, she always says, why didn't you check in?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, some people forget, and then, you know, if you don't check in with Groupsy Boarding, then you might...
She wants me to make her a priority. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I have other things to do.
No.
Should be more united.
Yeah, well, of course.
Have you been down to the Delta?
Me? Or the front?
Yeah, you.
Yes, of course I've been to the Delta.
Wow.
It's a real shithole there. What was that?
Guys, did you hear that noise?
Yes, what was it?
I was in that room that everybody shits in the tavern.
It's a bathroom.
I shit in your room.
You shit in my room?
Is that a baby? Do you hear that?
Eternia, was that you?
That was me.
I think I figured out part of the riddle.
I think Eternia ate a baby.
Sorry, we got to potty talk and it just got me feeling young again. Okay, come back. What happened?
You know, hey, first of all, Eternia, I get it. Last week I was just saying that when we start talking about butts, I just feel happier and more connected to my friends.
I get that.
This is Tussidor. This is Chaunt, and we're getting butts.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing?
No, I was just...
Cool, I'll fuck off.
Tussidor is always so close to the table now. Like
yes, he is very close all the time.
Well, as I was saying, I was in the room that people shit in here at the tavern, and I noticed that a lot of Usador's names have been written on the wall.
Do you stand on the toilet if you... Because you do a bowel movement standing up, right?
I do stand. I do
so
shit
do you
standing
stand
up
on
now.
Top of... So you get your dirty shoes on the toilet?
I do.
Okay, sorry. Come back to... that was less important.
But then I kind of try to wipe the toilet off after I'm done for my shoes.
So there's lots
of shit in that room. Like, not everybody... Like, it's a tough room.
True.
It's a tough room to go into.
Speaking of tough room, he also did a Chunts Night where he did stand-up shitting.
No way.
He shat while doing stand-up.
That's true. Some people liked it.
He was literally pooping and saying, what else?
Well, yeah. I heard people around town saying he shit the bed, and I just wasn't sure what they were referring to.
Unrelated. That's an unrelated story.
Oh, you okay?
I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah.
The bed. Usador, though, I hit Glass Anus once.
Gasmoenus.
Usador, I hit Salamander Pondu once. That's your name in the West. And I hit...
Gasmoenus Maestar.
Glass Anus.
Glass Anus.
And I hit Glass Anus.
Stop saying Glass Anus.
Three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that noise underneath us.
Oh. Do you think it opened a secret door?
So that was the one door west and three doors east?
Yeah. Because I don't know if anyone's noticed this. Door is in his name.
Door. Mm. You.
Usador. Yeah, so it is.
Usador.
Yeah.
I don't hear it. But okay.
You see the door. You saw the door.
Yeah.
You saw the door. You saw the door.
You see your door. You hold the door.
You open the door. You go in the door.
What's the door? What's the door? It's a Usador.
What do you think the noise was?
It was something in the basement.
We should go to the basement.
I'm down.
Eternia, come with us to the basement.
Yeah, okay. Let's go into the basement. Now, Chunt, I know you haven't gone into the basement with us. It's a little spooky.
Why are you talking like that?
That's just how I say...
It's a little spooky.
It's basement talk.
Isn't that how you say spooky? How do you say spooky?
I say spooky crisp.
Okay. But anyway, come down to the basement. It's a little spooky.
Why does your voice keep doing that?
It's just... Isn't that how it's pronounced?
You say it like this. Spooky.
Spooky.
I'm here, you're here. We need to meet in the middle, okay? Spooky.
Chunt, I said no.
Grab your microphones. We're off to the basement.
To the basement.
You sure? Come, Chode.
Stop saying come, Chode. Do you want me to stay up here and sing musical theater?
Oh, my God. Did you see Hairspray? About all the rabbits that were victims?
Yeah.
That was a horror. That was the saddest show I've ever seen.
That's a great idea. We don't want other people in the tavern to know that we're finding stuff out in the basement. So, Chunt, if you and Eternia could sing some songs while Usidor and I go down to the basement and figure out what happened when I hit those...
So now we're not invited?
You're invited to sing. Oh,
always a bridesmaid. Okay. What should we sing?
How about something from Rats?
Which one? I'm more familiar with Hairspray, but...
I feel like Rats is a classic.
Okay.
When you're a rat all the way, from the buck of your teeth to the claws in the way.
I feel ready. Where's my daddy?
You never get old. You're always biting something. Beep, bomp,
bomp, bomp. On second thought, guys, just come on down. Just come down. Let's all go down to the basement.
Cho, you guard the door. Since you're so wide, it will be difficult for people to get around you.
You too, comrade. You stay here with Chode.
I got too many horses in this bar.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But there was some kind of sound down here in the basement, so we have to look around and see if anything has changed down here.
Okay, but can someone help me? Because I'm having trouble walking down these stairs.
Oh,
yeah,
hold
my
hand.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ooh.
Can there be light?
Yeah. So we just gotta look around for clues of anything that seems different.
Clue?
Eternia.
This is fun. I think I'm feeling like a kid again.
Yeah.
You're looking like you're beginning to... The age.
Thank you.
You're ovulating. Well, no, it's gone.
Oh. Wait, you can just tell that to look at somebody?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, animals can always tell.
I guess that's probably true.
A mother always knows.
Yeah. Oh. Eternia, is it disorienting to be dramatically cycling through ages?
It absolutely is. I gotta be honest. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of spooky.
It is real spooky.
Is that a ruby?
Ooh, yeah, it is. There's a ruby down here.
Wow.
Use your prism.
Okay.
Here, this ruby.
Yes.
Put your prism up against the ruby and see if it has a reaction.
Prism, I use you for this. Is that what I do?
Excellent.
Okay, great.
Perfect. The ruby. It's actually mechanical and it's opening up. Oh, what a wonderful little automaton. Oh, yes. Oh,
oh my gosh.
A many-faceted crystal entity.
There's... tiny slippers in here.
Ruby slippers?
Yeah, that's what I just fucking said.
Why don't you try to put them together? And knock them together
like,
and say
like
something.
Like this?
Yeah,
no, not perpendicular.
Not perpendicular.
All right, like this? Like
yeah, maybe click.
Touching?
Not toe-to-toe.
Yeah, like knock them together and say something
knock
or something
knock
like
them
that.
Together.
Wait, two dicks touch like that?
Yeah, like this.
Just tip to
like,
tip?
Like if two dicks were kissing?
There's a word for that, actually.
Dick kiss.
No, this it starts with an F. I can't remember. I was searching it the other day.
It looks more like a butt kiss.
Like a dick would butt kiss?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Knock them down, put them together. Come on, team, let's twerk.
Right. Why? What about just click the heels of the tiny...
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
There's a tiny parchment in here, too.
Oh.
It says, there be no place like home.
There being no place
That's
like
home. That's horrible grammar.
What if instead of clicking the heels together, I just put my fingers in it? And look, my fingers are a little lady.
Oh, that's great. That's
my fingers
great.
Are a little lady.
Well, that was delightful. Let's get back upstairs.
Wait, but John, click the heels of the slippers together.
Oh, I tossed them in the trash. I thought we were done. No. I thought the little lady was the point of that.
No, look here. Well, I'll do it.
Tick, tick, whoa. Tick, tick, boom.
I clicked the heels together. And they.
I think you ticked them together.
They disappeared.
Oh, they're back in the ruby.
Oh. Oh, is the ruby at home?
I guess so.
That's a shitty trick.
Can you do that?
No.
Can you click your heels together and go home?
No, but I've never.
They don't call it a shitty trick, huh?
Tried it.
Fair.
It might be a cheap trick, but it's not a shitty trick.
Is it possible the whole reason that you're here is really some government propaganda to make you appreciate the life that you had before coming here?
Oh, it's possible.
Okay, just curious.
If we can enlarge this ruby and its contents, we could use this to transport in and out of the tavern.
Nice.
Who gets to wear the heels?
Well, one of Usador's secret names is Slippery.
It's true.
Maybe he should wear the slippers? But I guess you have the smallest feet. Attorney has the smallest feet.
She does have the smallest feet. But they were so small, they only fit on your fingers. I'll have to make it a little bit bigger.
What if it... Wait, Slippery. Usador Dorothy?
Slippery when wet. Swamps.
McGee. Grope beneath the water.
Wind beneath water my wings. Grope.
Gale. A gale of wind. You said Dorothy Gale of wind.
Yep.
Did we solve something?
I don't know.
Here. Let me take this ruby now and cast a spell upon it. Corn-dol-delphane. Trianthacontul. Orphantuck.
Orphantuck?
Uh-huh. Ah, it's big enough now. That you can wear the slippers.
And I'm little. Can I put them on?
Yes, of course, Eternia.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to go toes first and then heel, so it's going to be toe, right?
Okay.
And then heel.
Okay, so it's like dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
Now these slippers will help keep you in your youthful form. And you can go out into the world and spread happiness and cheer where there's so much darkness and sadness.
Oh, great. Well, we came on this journey down to the basement, and we got Attorney what she was looking for. But I never did find any courage.
Why do you keep dipping into that spooky voice?
Isn't that how you say courage?
No, you're saying it like you say spooky. Say spooky.
Real spooky.
I'm just curious about...
Are you lying?
What made you choose courage? Of all the things, what made you decide that courage was the appropriate one for you?
Well, I'm really smart, and I have an enlarged heart, so I...
You do?
Yeah. That's courage is the only thing I'm lacking.
Yes, clearly, Chun's the one without a heart, and I'm the one without a prostate. Like that old fairy tale.
Yeah. You know.
So should I do anything else with these?
Now you can go out into Foon. Go out and make people happy wherever you go. Remind them how wonderful it is to be a beautiful, sweet, innocent forever girl. And whenever you're sad, whenever you start to feel the age creep up upon you, simply click your heels together and return here to the ruby. And have a drink with us!
So any time that I feel like I'm getting older, I just click my heels?
Absolutely, that's it. What the fuck is that? Do you see that?
What?
There's, behind that curtain, there's an old man.
Oh.
You see that?
No, pay no attention to the man behind that curtain.
No, why?
I don't know, I just always wanted to say
there's
that.
There's a guy right there. Come out.
There's a man in that mirror.
It's the same old guy.
Oh yeah, it's just the person in the curtain reflected in the mirror. Sorry. My bad.
What do you want from me?
Old man.
What do you want from me?
Old man, take a look at your life. I'm a lot like you.
I've been down here. I've been hiding gifts for you in the tavern.
You've been hiding gifts?
For 2 years.
Wait, have you been watching Blemish with his sacks of flour?
Oh, yes. I watched them make love many times. It was disturbing, to say the least.
Couldn't you turn away?
You're so old, and yet... You've retained your attractiveness and vitality like a fine wine.
Well, as males age, they become more attractive. That's why I'm known as the Silver Fox.
Are you part fox?
Yes. I'm one quarter fox.
Quarter fox, you're a sly little devil.
Silver Fox, tell us your secrets now. Aye, tell us where are these secret weapons hidden here in the tavern that can help us defeat the Dark Lord.
Oh, they will tell. I can't tell. You'll have to find them. For if you do not earn them, you will not be able to wield them. Goodbye.
Wow, that seemed convenient.
He disappeared into a puff of smoke.
Oh, he just stepped behind that curtain.
Oh,
leave me alone.
Guys, let's respect his privacy, okay?
No, I'm just saying, like...
I'm steady by this curtain for a reason.
I'm going to call bullshit where I see bullshit. You just step behind the curtain.
He's clearly right there.
Just pull it shut.
But he doesn't want to talk to us.
Just pull it shut.
That's fine. I'm not going to talk to him.
He's behind the curtain.
I'm not going to talk to him, but I'm not going to pretend he's not...
Just pull it shut.
Just pull the curtain shut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, yeah, look, here's the thing, though, old man. If you don't want us to talk to you, be quiet.
I think he took my shoes.
What?
I think he took my shoes.
Where's my wallet?
You, sir, do you have your prostate?
What? I don't.
Son of a bitch.
But wait, he left this tiny slip of paper in my pocket. Where
slip,
my wallet
a
used
tiny
to be.
Slip of paper. Slipper. Slipper of paper?
Yeah. Guys, I think this random wordplay is eventually going to get us somewhere.
It looks like you reached into your pocket. There was a small change. You reached into your pocket. There was a small change.
The paper says, "It services good King Irving Clark, rendered where rasher foes embark. Behind our words, no need to go, but find the final undertow." It services good King Irving Clark, rendered where rasher foes embark. Behind our words, no need to go, but find the final undertow.
Here, give me that so I can eat it.
Okay, yes, Usador, eat it.
Guys, I think I know what we need to do. We need to burn all the riddles and stop searching for...
Stop trying... We need to stop trying to do anything a riddle tells us to do.
Now, I've been saying for years that prophecies are bullshit.
Sure.
I mean, they're a dime a dozen. Who cares? Right?
But some of these riddles have caused things to happen. Like, that ruby appeared down here because I hit those parts of your name in the room.
That's
true.
Have we told you what a dime is?
No. What's a dime?
Like a unit of measurement?
Oh.
Like when you buy drugs?
Oh, yeah.
You get a dime bag?
Sean, have you been taking a lot of drugs lately?
Maybe.
That explains a lot.
Can I borrow your quill?
Of course.
He just wrote on his fucking hands.
It services good.
You just
Clark.
Wrote that down.
Rendered where
No. You just wrote on your hands.
Behind our words, no need to go, but find the final undertow.
I used to hang on a corner with two guys named Irving and Clark. Yeah, nice guys.
Corner. That sounds familiar. Was there ever a King Irving Clark in Foon?
Did you say there was the Burger King you fell through was on Irving and Clark?
It is an Irving Park and Clark. Burger King, King Irving Clark.
Burger King, Irving Park and Clark.
Burger King, Irving Park and Clark.
Rendered where rasher foes embark. Behind our words, no need to go, but find the final undertow. Perhaps it's about the portal.
Maybe, but how are we supposed to solve that if it's on the other side of the portal?
Old man, hey, old man. Silver Fox.
Yes.
Hey, do you know anything about this riddle?
I told you to close the curtain. Leave me alone. Right. Please leave me alone. I don't know anything about a portal. I know there are many weapons hidden in here. Weapons of great strength and power. But if you don't find them yourself, you will not be able to wield them.
Okay,
let's
we'll let
leave
you go.
Him alone. He clearly has a cold.
We'll let him go after he does one more thing. Can you do one more thing for me, old man?
Sure.
How do you say spooky?
Spooky.
All right, thank you.
How do you say courage?
Courage.
Right? See, I had it right.
I have a Do you have a rash? Is there anyone rasher than you?
I mean,
have you guys seen anyone with a rash?
Rash. Is rasher like fat? Bacon, like a...
Maybe it's about bacon.
Bacon?
I did get a sandwich with bacon on it when I went to the Burger King.
Yeah, didn't you say there was like a cross between a bacon and an alligator or something? A baconator?
Oh, the baconator killed a friend of mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No.
It was very sad.
I'm so sorry to hear it.
I'm not as sorry as I was to see it happen. He turned to me and said, "Well, it's Judgment Day, you piece of shit."
Oh.
I was so upset.
Very
also,
rude.
What did I do?
Yeah, exactly.
I was literally just standing there.
You don't deserve that.
I was standing there eating grapes.
That's aggressive. How were you eating grapes?
How was I eating grapes?
Yeah. Like,
well,
was it like this?
When
was
I...
Not perpendicular.
Were the eating grapes like two dicks touch?
No.
There's a word for that. I can't remember what the...
Docking.
Docking.
Should we go upstairs and read some emails?
Hey, John, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, there's an email here. This is from John Yeager. He says, Tusador? Hello, Magic Tavern Trio. Hello.
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 I was just wondering if perhaps it was possible that Tusador might just be a portion of Usador's personality that may have separated from him due to a...
Okay. Absolutely not.
That's right, right. John.
Well, I have an email. If you email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies, it's a real email address. Here's an email from someone named Jessica. Did you guys know the Soul Walker gave Arnor his memory back as well as magical testicles? Have you heard anything about him? Watch your back now that he remembers you, Carnival Wilson. Love, Jessica. What's that?
News to me.
Do you think he could give Usador's prostate back?
Oh, maybe.
I'll just grow a new one.
Hmm. Hello from the magic testicle. I'm your host.
Terry Gross.
Who's that?
Who?
Just the name I made up for a magical testicle.
Sounds wonderful.
I think when I would think of a testicle, I'd think of that name.
I think my next Offices and Bosses character shall be a testicle doctor named Terry Gross.
If you have a gross testicle, don't you want to like let it out in the open, like get it some fresh air?
Oh, I was just thinking it's just like a mass of testicles.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, Arnie, longtime listener of the podcast. I listened to you guys on deployment while on the USS Carl Vinson, an aircraft carrier. A lot of the guys that serve with me love you guys, too. Just curious, are Chun or Usador veterans of any branch of Foonish military? Just curious about the military might of Foon. Good luck against the Dark Lord, dudes. Keep up the great podcast. Yours, Sean Crosby.
Well, I've never been an official part of any military organization, but I am an honorary general of the good King Belroth's army, for I have served beside the brave men and women that do serve under that wonderful king. Rest his soul. Thank Fu and Un to take care of him now that he has left us.
John, what about you? You've worn so many hats over the years. Have you ever...
Never been in the military, but I've been a guard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about joining the military?
No. I don't... I think whatever uniform I would wear would, you know, I'd have to keep getting it resized.
Oh, yeah.
Because I change shape
so
much.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Your clothes don't change size with you?
No. That would be insane. Like, if I had purple pants and a shirt, and every time I changed... Purple pants just grew with me.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it's just so inconvenient. I mean, just think about how often Chun is changing form. Every week, another form. He would need so many different uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Purple pants. That's weird in itself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, who would make that choice?
It's a bold choice, but one I respect.
Almost a little bit of style.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Have you ever thought about joining the military, Arnie?
No, not really. It's a choice I respect.
Didn't you say there was a branch of military on Earth called the Arnie?
Oh, it's the Army.
Oh, I thought you said Arnie.
No. I mean, there's a Garbage Pail Kid that makes that connection.
Is there a leggy?
If there's an Army, there must be a leggy. It only makes sense.
It does make sense.
A belly?
Are you talking about my belly?
No. Do you feel self-conscious about it and that's why you asked?
Maybe I do.
So on Earth, there's kids who live in garbage pails?
In the 80s.
Do you have boxcar children?
Are we just doing word association again?
I became an honorary general by riding up next to the army. I didn't really ask. I just started shouting orders.
Huh.
I once had sex with a seal.
What color was the seal?
It's like a dark blue.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What was its mouth like?
Way less teeth than the walrus. I'll say that.
I am a seal. Boop, boop, ba-doo.
Boop, boop, ba-doo.
And as the master of identifying clusters of prepositions once declared, that's over with. Usador the Blah, sorry, the Blue, had a grain of truth lodged in my throat, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Rafai, the argument who wished upon a star and became a real boy. Eternia, the former Forever Girl, was played by special guest Becca Barish. Becca performs with World News Tonight and Little Tooties at the IO Theater in Chicago, as well as running improv for Anxiety at Second City. Craig, time to work your time-honored magic.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. At the top of the show, I slyly tease some live show news. Man, I really need to get a better live show announcement sound. But the big news is that the New York Comic Con live show next month sold out so fast that we're adding another New York show, Thursday, October 5th at the Murmur Theater in Brooklyn. It'll be a whole different show, totally different guests, so if you weren't able to get tickets to the Comic Con show, you got a second chance in New York. Or maybe you did get tickets, but you want to go to two shows. That's cool, too. Or maybe you only see shows in Brooklyn, which, that's your thing, I guess. The Murmur Theater's name is spelled weird. Probably the easiest way to get tickets and info is to go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the live shows tab, and all the info will be there. But that's not all. I've also got some merch news. No, that's the live show sound. Do all these buttons make the same noise? Huh. Well, anyway, if you want to buy an adorable Get Nuts shirt with a cartoon Usador and Chunt on it, now you can. We've got a Get Nuts shirt and a new logo shirt at tapatico.com, and the I Don't Want to Talk About Earth Stuff shirts and the Magic Tavern dress-up magnets are all still available at podswag.com, and the Usador shirt is at Ann Arbor Tees. Look, there's a lot of stuff all over the place, but if you go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on merch, you can see easy links to everything all in one place. So if you're looking for something Magic Tavern related, hellofromthemagictavern.com is, you know, a good place to look. You can also visit us on Facebook and Twitter, by the way. That's just a fun thing you can do. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And hey, thanks to Earwolf.
What do you want from me? They spent all that time fixating on that magic ruby. They didn't even notice that the whole side wall is gone now. If only they had some brains between them. Boring down here when I can't watch Blemish have sex with his flower wife.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.